Well, hello, hello, guys. Thanks for tuning in to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. Today on the podcast, I'm going to teach you all about the skin. So every podcast, you're going to learn about skin, plastic surgery, tips and tricks for injectables. I'm delighted to introduce Josh to you guys.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Josh is my marketing director and he's new to the practice, and we are going to talk about guys and skin today.
Yeah, I definitely think there's kind of a big stigma about guys taking care of their skin and it being too feminine or not masculine enough. And I think that more guys need to take better care of their skin.
That is so true. And on this 5-Minute Friday, let's talk all about what are the steps that men should do for great skin. And ladies, if you're listening, tell your boos. This is the way to good skin. So number one, I think, is a great cleanser. I like to keep it super simple for guys because I don't know about you, Josh, but my husband is not going to do more than like maybe 3 steps max. How about you?
I mean, I'm a little bit different. I love skincare now that I'm a little bit older, but I think for the normal guy who is just constantly on the go, busy, simple cleanser, maybe a sunscreen, maybe like exfoliating, just because shaving can be kind of, I guess,
abrasive
irritating. For your skin. You might get ingrown hairs, so I think it's important to kind of exfoliate.
Yes, for sure. And then shaving is actually a form of exfoliation, and even
true.
Like some now women are shaving their faces and doing dermaplaning, which is super awesome. Victoria in our office does dermaplaning, and that's the process where we take a scalpel, the very fine edge of a scalpel, just like you're getting a close beard shave, like the old-fashioned shave. But in women, we're taking off the peach fuzz, which is great because you don't have to wax and thread. Especially you girls who are melanin prone, a lot of us get pigmentation from threading and waxing. So dermaplaning is your solution for skin and for hair removal. When you dermaplane, you remove the top layer of damaged skin, and literally we just shave that layer away really finely. And your products then penetrate so nicely and your skin has such a good glow. So if you haven't thought of dermaplaning, guys and girls, it's really effective. Have you tried that ever?
I actually haven't. I was going to ask you, how does that work for guys? Because guys kind of already shave as it is, but guys can do it.
You can still do it, yeah. Definitely on your unshaven areas and even on your areas where you shave, but with a lighter touch on the bearded skin. But it's very effective, and especially guys who don't take good care of their skin and you don't want the, you know, little bit of downtime with the peel, dermaplaning is a way to refresh and exfoliate extra deep without really having any downtime days.
Right.
So you should try it. I think you would love it.
I mean, I think we've had guys come in here, their wives have either prepaid for facials with Victoria, or they just come in at their own will, and I think that it's kind of awesome, and there's peels that she does that aren't really that invasive.
Yeah, for sure. And then how old are you?
23.
May we ask?
23.
The grand old age of 23. So Josh, you've suffered with acne as an adolescent, right?
Right.
Tell me a little bit about your acne struggles, because it's every teenager's struggle, and some people get the worst, you know, worst kind of acne.
I definitely wish I knew then what I know now. I kind of had quite the struggle with it. I was on antibiotics, I did like doxycycline, I eventually did Accutane, which was pretty brutal. It dries you out like nothing you would ever believe, but that actually finally took care of my acne. I still break out from time to time, but it's not cystic or anything like that. But
yeah.
Now I'm just kind of dealing with the aftermath.
Acne is so, it's so difficult when you're a teenager and you're breaking out. It really eats at your self-esteem. So I definitely encourage parents and kids out there suffering, like, do your homework and get on some good skincare. It's so easy. I have like a great 4-step acne kit. I would say 95% of patients clear up in a month or two using just 4 simple steps. And it's not expensive. I made it very affordable because I want people to not get those long-term scars that really kind of are hard to treat. So luckily Accutane worked for you. It's kind of a miracle drug.
Well, it's a lot crazier for girls. They make you sign all that paperwork and you have to be on birth control.
If you haven't heard of it and you're someone who's out there suffering with big cystic acne, and that's like where you have more than 15 to 20 lesions on your forehead, cheeks, all the different areas of their face, usually the angry, red, really pustular, and deep underground cysts that just don't go away for weeks. And it's really the underground cysts that create so much inflammation that they irritate and erode away at the dermis of the skin. That's how you get those pockmarked deep areas. Right. And so I do love the fact that Accutane dries that up. That's how it's working. It's reducing the oil produced in those cystic oil wells. But it does also give you a lot of dry mouth and other symptoms. So Accutane's an option if you've exhausted all the steps. Let's say you've been to the dermatologist and you've tried the doxycycline, you've tried topical antibiotics to dab on, like clindamycin. You're using a good benzoyl peroxide-based wash.
I also think like a misconception is that you need to dry out your skin to kind of get rid of the acne. But a lot of times your skin is dry and overproducing oil. And
that's
you're not moisturizing
true.
Correctly.
Very, very, very true. So I love that you brought that up because patients with acne, you might be producing oil, but remember hydration is water content of your skin. So you could have oily skin and still be technically somewhat dehydrated with your skin quality. So I like to use our hyaluronic acid, which is a water-based serum that really brings in 1,000 times its weight in water and rehydrates without making you greasy and adding to your oil issues. That's a nice product to try.
It's actually really lightweight, like you don't feel like your pores are gonna get clogged when you put it on.
Yeah, it's so nice. I use that every day. I use 2 drops in the morning. It just soaks right in. I love it. So back to men and skincare. So definitely a great cleanser. Guys, you should try our glycolic cleanser. It's terrific. I also want all men to use sunscreen every day, as you mentioned. If you're super motivated to be on good skincare, vitamin C in the morning and Retin-A at night. It's the same rules for women and men. Are you on any of those?
I definitely switch it up from time to time. I love your product line. The tinted
I'm not paying you to say that.
No, she's not. She's not. I stand behind it. I always speak highly of things that I 100% stand behind. But the tinted sunscreen, I think, is great.
Yes.
It's a great way to promote sun protection and just get people to use sunscreen. I think the vitamin C serum is actually really great. And it smells good, too.
It does smell very citrusy and fresh in the mornings.
But my favorite product is the Diamond Line Refine. I think it... Well, to be honest, it helps me when I'm breaking out a little bit. Like, it just kind of clears that up and helps things heal faster. But it also calms down my redness when I put it on.
Oh, good. So that's my Retin-A cream that we use at nighttime. And remember, Retin-A matures your oil glands. So that's kind of the exfoliating, drying ability to reduce acne. So if you suffer from acne, one of your mainstays should be a great wash with antibiotic properties, benzoyl peroxide, salicylic type wash. And also Retin-A, because you want to mature those oil glands and exfoliate plugged skin. And then my Diamond Line Refine is nice because it has green tea. That's why you're noticing the redness relief.
Yeah.
So there you have it.
Yep.
And then we'll do another podcast to talk about like acne scarring and different options. I know a lot of patients, when they've been through acne, you get scarring in terms of pigment, pitted acne scars, lines, and then there's so many different things we can do to treat acne scars. So would you be excited to learn about that, Josh?
Definitely. I mean, I don't think any patient's necessarily the same. There's a different treatment plan for everyone. I think that goes for anything, really.
Definitely. Actually, we have a few of these young Hollywood types who are on TikTok, the old Musical.ly
right.
app, who are coming to visit us. And they're breaking out a lot. They're in their late teens and early 20s, so they would be great to bring on the podcast, and we'll talk all about acne scarring, etc.
Exciting stuff.
Yeah. So there you have it. Just to summarize for guys, remember, guys, you have it easy. In fact, men's skin ages better than women's skin. It's thicker, more blood supply to the skin because of the hair follicles on the face. You exfoliate all the time when you shave. And you just look good when you get older and rugged with a few fine lines like Harrison Fordish. But
I feel like but guys age backwards for some reason.
They do. They look more distinguished. And so, but take advantage of that fact, because your skin, if you just put 5 minutes of time into your skin every day with a great wash, great moisturizer, some sunscreen, that's going to be so handsome. And I think there's nothing classier than a person who takes care of themselves. So take good care of yourselves. That's it for now. Stay beautiful and handsome, guys.